When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Carson Beck suffered an injury to his UCL during the SEC championship game. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're here on Christmas Eve, and Chris is filling in for Mike today. The MRI, by the way, the next morning, left open whether or not he should have surgery or not. So we, as the public, weren't sure. The media wasn't sure. Kirby and company weren't saying a whole lot. The degree of the injury, by the way, was never officially announced. All we knew was it was UCL. And so then we find out yesterday that he had surgery. It happened in California. And that Carson Beck is going to be out for the Dogs moving forward. So here's the prognosis, at least for him. Because when we started the season, we were talking about potentially Carson Beck being the number one overall pick and maybe having the best odds of that happening. The season played out. Then this injury plays out, which opens the door for Gunnar Stockton, which we're going to talk about in a second. But a full recovery is expected, with throwing to begin in spring of 2025. Now, again, when's your spring start? I don't know. Is it when we spring forward? That's March. Are you talking about April, when we're talking about, you know, G-Day and the spring game? I don't know what the date would be. But it also kicks in, or at least kicks him out of that timetable, Turtle, to where you're saying, okay, he can get ready for the draft. He can work out. He's going to throw for teams. He's going to have a pro day. I don't know how all of this affects that, but I still think right now, if you were to ask me, is he an NFL caliber, you know, quarterback, I would tell you yes. Does it mean he's going to be a first-round pick? No, it doesn't.
Unless Ryan Day gets on the horn with his people and says, yeah, this guy we had this year, nah, not so great. Let's upgrade, shall we? Shall we, Columbus? Let's rally together in the Horseshoe NIL and bring in Carson Beck.
They cut the check?
They might. Maybe Alabama.
Yeah, they might. Yep.
Maybe Oregon.
Yeah.
There's a lot of teams that are losing their quarterbacks this offseason. Deion? Does he want? Would he take Carson Beck for a year?
Oh, he just got Juju.
Juju can wait. Juju will be just fine collecting his money
actually,
on the side.
Actually, I think he got another. I think he's got two quarterbacks there. But to your point, yes, this is the portal. We don't know the portal aspect of this. My guess is Carson Beck, if he came back, would want to be at Georgia. That would be my guess. But you keep throwing it out there. What if Gunnar Stockton balls out? Well, what if he does? What happens?
You can't go home again, Carl.
What if Gunnar Stockton leads the Dogs to a national championship? Nope. He's just a sophomore. So, you know, again, he's waited his turn these last few seasons, but I do think there's something there. But it's also, you know, it's kind of like this. If you win it, you're our guy. If you don't win it, well, we'll see. That's kind of crappy, because what if he plays really well in these three games and it's not on him because the Dogs don't win?
Are we about to do the Kirk Cousins conversation all over again?
I'm just saying.
Are we about to do this all over again?
What if Gunnar Stockton plays well, but they don't win it? Are you still willing to go, well, it ain't your job?
Well, how'd he play?
He played well.
Then no, it's not his job anymore. Sorry. Carl.
It's not whose job? Beck's job?
No.
Yes, I agree. But I'm saying you can't just say if Gunnar wins it, that's the only way he gets this job. He could play really well over the next 3 weeks. And I'm, again, projecting here that the Dogs are going to get to the championship game. And then let's just say it doesn't happen. That for some reason they come up short. Are you willing to say, hey, he's our guy moving into next season? That's what I'm saying. Winning it is easy. That makes this decision easy for everybody. But what if he doesn't? What if they don't?
But, Carl, there's, as the kids like to say, there's levels to this ish.
There are levels.
There are. Because if he goes out and plays like a 5 out of 10, then yes, you would take Carson Beck back. If he plays at a 7, it'd be a tough decision. If he plays at a 9, it's not a tough decision. And Carl, what about Ryan Puglisi?
Who?
Their other prize quarterback.
I haven't seen him.
What about Jaden Rashada?
I hadn't seen him.
What about those guys?
What about them? I hadn't seen him. I don't know what they can do. Just like I didn't know what Gunnar Stockton can do until he got into the SEC championship.
They're sitting in the Dogs quarterback room saying, I'm going to leapfrog this guy next year. Not so fast now, my friend.
Yeah, well, let me say this. Somebody's leaving. That's what I'm going to tell you. Somebody's in the portal. If Gunnar Stockton ends up being the quarterback and Beck is not back, I don't think they keep all those quarterbacks in that room. I just don't, including Rashada.
Well, then you know what? He has to play like a 9 or a 10.
Okay.
Because that's the only way the door gets shut on these other circumstances. Because, Carl, let's say they make it to the semifinals. And he goes...
That's one game away.
And he goes, okay, it's one game away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They beat
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Right.
Yeah.
And he goes... 18 of 32.
Okay.
174 yards.
That's it?
A touchdown.
That's all?
A rushing score.
Okay.
And a pick. Is that good enough to say?
Did the Dogs win?
They win 21-17.
Then, yeah, it's good enough. They won.
That's,
like, right now.
That's not sexy, though.
No, it's not. But, see, this is what I'm getting back to with the whole Stetson Bennett thing. When they were winning, nobody cared how it looked. Now Georgia has to look a certain way when they win? Seriously? Like the quarterback has to look a certain way? He's got to throw for 300 yards? Stop. That's foolishness. All we care about is them winning and finding a way to win. And if that was to happen and those numbers played out, they won. And they're moving on and they're playing from the semifinal, they're playing in the national championship game. And if they found a way to win that, Dog fans don't care. That's 3 rings in less than a 10-year period. That, to me, that's all that matters. And so I don't care about the style points. I'm just simply saying define playing well, because when you're ready to hand this job over and say Stockton's going to be our guy, does it automatically mean he has to win this championship for the Dogs? And he can't do it alone, by the way.
No,
we know that.
No,
but he's a big part of it.
No, it doesn't. But let me ask you this question. Where does Carson Beck get drafted right now? Is it before the 4th round?
Yes, I believe so. I think he has. I like to talk about tools and when it comes to these quarterbacks, especially in the spring. I spent a lot of time talking to people about this stuff. It is not about, a lot of times we get caught up in what a guy did in college. Again, I say this about Drake May right now. What did he do at North Carolina? Everybody's all, and I kept saying the comp for him was Justin Herbert, and people laughed. And I said, that's what I'm hearing. And guess what? Drake May's playing really good football right now. They probably should have went to him earlier in the season in New England. But the fact of the matter is, it's about the tools. He has that. Carson has the tools. So, yes, I would tell you that he could be easily a second or third round pick, depending on how the draft played out and obviously needs and whatnot. But if you want to be a first round and you want to be a high first round, don't you have to come back?
Well, early indications, everything I'm reading, seeing, hearing, judging, watching, listening, is the following. It's Shadur, it's Cam Ward,
yeah,
and then it's a cliff drop to the next guys.
Fair.
Which are Quinn Ewers,
yep,
Dylan Gabriel, Carson Beck. So the question is, where do you land after you fall off that cliff? Is it they're talking about number one and number two versus early second round, or are they talking about number one and number two versus mid third round? Because that's a huge difference.
Yeah, well, and again, when we start talking about the draft down the road, and we're just talking about the Dogs and this quarterback situation, and boy, they say they're getting Gunnar Stockton ready. Kirby talked about him getting all the reps. There's no doubt in my mind Georgia will have him ready to play. How he plays, that's going to be determined on the field. His impact, that's going to be determined on the field. I'm not going to debate the prep. I just don't know if it's enough time. It's easy to say Stockton will be ready, but he's not bringing the experience that Carson Beck is bringing with him, and that's why everybody was on Beck to begin with. But I'll say this in regards to your you know, you're talking about, what were you just saying about?
What is the, when the cliff between Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward, how far, once you hit the bottom of the cliff, how far is the drop?
Right. Okay. So part of this is, in all these teams, what I'm going to say is, if I can get Carson Beck in the third round and he's got first round talent and it pans out, I got to steal. Right? I don't know if we're going to have six quarterbacks taken in the first round and the first 15 picks this year. Like this last year, these last couple of years have been unusual, but it seems like that's the trend, right? Everybody that needs quarterbacks, they're getting them and it doesn't matter. You know, everybody laughed at Bo Nix in Denver. Look at what's happening. So it could easily mean that even though there's a fall off, there's a team that values him enough to draft him in the first round. But if you're telling me it's that kind of fall off from those two or three guys and then it's going to be second, late, third round, well, if I'm a team, there's no reason for me to pick him in the first or second round if I can get him in the third and I know I'm getting value. With that said, I think Carson Beck has all the tools. And I've been saying this. I think he can make all the throws. Some of this stuff has made him look worse as a quarterback, meaning the drops and the stuff that's happened and the way the team has played. But it has nothing to do when you individually, if I gave you tape to look just at his skill set, his footwork, his delivery, his ball placement, he's an NFL quarterback.
Let's do, before we catch a break, a very quick exercise. I am on tankathon.com, which keeps track of up-to-the-minute NFL draft order.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, for the first round. Would the New York, just all I need are yes or no.
Yeah.
Would the Giants take him at one?
No.
Jacksonville at 3.
No.
Tennessee at 4.
No.
Cleveland at 5.
Cleveland's a toss-up. I don't know what the hell they're going to do.
Vegas at 6.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Maybe.
Jets at 8.
Are they moving on from Aaron? Even if they're not, well, they need a quarterback.
Well, you would presume, yes.
Yeah. 8? If you're doing what the Jets need to do, yes, absolutely.
New Orleans at 10.
No Derek? No Derek there?
I mean, does that matter? He's been irrelevant.
Well, it only matters if, again, you're invested and you want to stay the course. If you're telling me all these teams are starting over.
You're not staying the course with Derek Carr. Come on. Hasn't worked.
Well, they're getting a new coach. We know that. Mickey Loomis is still running the show. They have been eliminated, by the way. Hi, Saints.
Yeah, they're 5-10.
It just feels good, Turtle. Let me linger in this for a minute. I would tell you if everybody's moving on, which is, you know, those first few picks, that's a given. But if you're telling me like the Jets, there's still an investment in Aaron and blah, blah, blah. Okay, let's just assume. Yes, I would tell you eight. What other pick did you have? Eight and?
New Orleans is at 10. Couple of more.
I would tell you yes.
Okay. Indianapolis at 13.
No. Not with Anthony Richardson. They're not going to reinvest. They took him very high. No.
He hasn't been great. Seattle at 18.
Ooh, that's interesting. That I would tell you yes. Geno's not the answer. Geno's a great story. I know, you know, they wrote him off and he didn't write back, but that's not happening.
Rams at 23.
The irony there is, isn't Stetson Bennett with the Rams, and didn't they pick him a few years ago to potentially be the heir apparent to Matthew Stafford? To answer your question just straight up, yes. All of those teams in the back half of the draft absolutely makes sense.
That would be the last team there that I could see.
Yeah, with the quarterback situation.
With the quarterback situation.
That, all those make sense. All right, 404-726-0929. We're going to take a quick break. 6 o'clock hour is straight ahead. You're going to hear our conversation with Wes Durham. Great stuff from him about the Falcons getting ready for this Commanders game on Sunday night, and also some college football conversation. But when we come back, we'll break down what the Hawks did last night as they are becoming a team to reckon with. And there's a reason why it's happening. We'll explain next.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.